How's it going, listeners? Welcome back to Keyboardcast. Today we're going to be talking about the indie game After Party and some Gamescom highlights.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we see in the chat, KZ and Melon are here right away.
We're a little early today, too. Jay's got something to do after this, mm-hmm. So it's going to be a quick one, actually.
Pretty quick. You know, if more people actually join earlier, maybe it would be worth it doing a little bit earlier in the morning.
I don't mind.
I don't mind either, yeah.
That'd actually be pretty cool. I actually didn't watch Gamescom at all.
I didn't either.
I only watched the opening night, which is the most interesting.
The same day, I saw trailers pop up all over the place for things that I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least news.
Jeff Keighley is the...
Oh.
He's the one that does opening night.
Geoff.
Yeah. There's also that guy that tried to, get in on...
He
went on stage and said something stupid.
He tried to do Bill Clinton kid meme thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what his main goal was. It was just really...
It was really embarrassing.
Really sad.
Yeah. What's up, Lieutenant Mango?
He's not going to get the same press that the other kid did.
No, he got majorly booed.
Yeah.
Like, people did not... People were like, okay, this again, really?
People are saying that Jeff needs to have better security up there.
He kind of does.
I mean, what if there's someone actually wanted to, do something harmful.
Was that him at when the other kid did it?
It was Jeff, yeah.
It was, but he wasn't up there at the
time. That was Game Awards.
The people for Elden Ring were what is it? They were getting the award. They're doing their speech for Game of the Year for Elden Ring. And then he went up with them and stood behind them, and at the last second he said that. Remember when we were streaming it?
Yeah, we missed it.
We were
it.
Cleaning up all the food and everything, and then he just did it, and we just totally missed it, and we got home, and we're like, oh, wait, what? That just happened?
That's we weren't crazy. Sure what people were saying about Bill Clinton.
It was so random.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce your name? Kubold.
Kubold. I don't even know if that's the correct way to say it.
Probably
that's
not.
Just how we, that's just how we
That's, yeah.
We made our own pronunciation.
Andy still got VR. Ben still has a VR, but he never
it's
uses
still
it.
Still collecting dust.
So,
but
we could talk about some of the games from Gamescom.
The thing I'm most excited for is definitely Little Nightmares 3.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
But
which we have a trailer.
Is there actually a trailer?
Have you not seen it?
I saw the Steam page.
Oh, it looks good. The other thing to note is that it's actually not the same
studio doing
it.
I know. Yeah. I heard about that.
So I'm like,
it's by Supermassive though.
I have faith in them, but I'm also a little worried.
I'm not expecting the same level, but I'm hoping it's going to be somewhere near the same level.
Apparently, this one is going to have co-op.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be cool.
Which, I mean, if that's the case,
we can honestly play that here.
Two
like
player.
We have well,
we
four people here.
Yeah, we could swap off.
We could just play it all together. Unless Ben, you don't want to play Little Nightmares. If it's too scary for you.
Oh, wasn't it scary for him previously?
No.
Now, did you play him, Ben?
I did. I just hate chase sequences.
Oh, so you were afraid,
Chug? We were over someone's house. I'm not gonna out them on purpose, but we were staying there in New York a couple years ago, and someone was playing Little Nightmares 2 and was terrified of it, and I had to finish it for them. I don't know if you remember that. I'm not gonna out people on the live, but
I don't
I feel
know.
Like I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Who else do you know?
Oh
yeah,
that's funny.
Okay.
We were playing in the basement and he was getting scared of the thing in the water. And he wanted me to do the part for him.
I remember that. Yeah, that was awesome.
That's funny.
But yeah, Little Nightmares, even you could play it. Basically, what's cool about it is that it has little things like the mirror.
Game cap.
I think we were talking about it before. But the mirror in the actual trailer.
Yeah. Same universe, I think, right?
Yeah.
Just not about
the same
six.
Universe. It's just a different developer that's taking over.
Not that we know of. The want to spoil anything for those who haven't played them.
You just keep the volume low, Ben.
I know. I'm just trying. The game capture wasn't working.
Oh, okay.
No capturing.
Mm-hmm. Bandai Namco.
I mean, those are pretty big shoes to fill, though.
Yeah.
it's
hard to beat that indie vibe, I think, that is a developer wants to convey, and they put their all into it. So when a big studio takes over, I'm not always confident they're able to hit the same thing.
Well, Supermassive isn't
massive.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they do though?
The Quarry anthology
games. The anthology.
So they're pretty big.
They're big, but they're not like
they're
Ubisoft,
they're,
EA.
Yeah, but they're AAA.
Okay.
Yeah. They get big they're actors AAA for their games.
It just looks so
the sound
good.
And everything, like all the little like sound effects are still there.
I hope they're not showing too much here.
It's only a minute trailer.
It still has that Tim Burton like music and feel.
Yeah. They only show like maybe one or two of the things that are after you.
Yeah.
Which one of them is the baby. Yeah, that thing.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
But that's really the only thing they show.
So, you know, maybe they kept on some of the same, like, art directors or something.
Yeah.
Either they kept on the same art director, or the original developers gave them their like, unused stuff, and they used that for this.
Mm.
Which I feel like they probably had a backlog of all different types of things that they've created.
So, what are the original developers working on now?
I don't know. It's a new IP, apparently.
Hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So,
that's probably the coolest thing I saw.
I don't know, Crimson Desert. I mean, it's at the bottom, but
I have no clue what that is.
Oh,
I
don't know. Ben, you can play the trailer.
Any of those games that has like a completely new name, I'm always skeptical about because
this is by the people who made Black Desert.
Oh,
but this is a single player RPG.
What was Black Desert?
It's an MMO.
Yeah, but this is an RPG. It's a single player RPG.
It's known as super grindy MMO.
Hmm.
But
I mean, didn't we see a trailer
combat looks pretty cool.
It looks very much like Chivalry combined with some like Japanese
stuff. What, this one?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this looks intense.
The
fighting looks
intense. First trailer that I saw for this game, it looked really good, and this trailer just made it look so much better.
So what kind of a game is it?
It's an RPG.
Huh.
Open world RPG.
This does look pretty cool.
I like the fighting style.
Yeah. Graphics look good. Reminds me of like Elden Ring mixed with Chivalry.
Yeah.
It's like and Valhalla mixed with that. It kind of reminds me of
Valhalla. I've never played
Valhalla.
Kind of, yeah.
What was it?
Valhalla. Maybe like Kingdom Come Deliverance a little bit.
Valhalla is interesting. It's definitely a time suck.
I thought that shield on his back was Spider-Man for a minute. It kind of looked like the mask.
But there's like sky islands kind of like
in this. Oh wow.
There's like I think there's like supernatural abilities you can get too.
This interface looks very much like Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Is that a giant? Oh, fishing? I'm getting it.
Wait, there's like mythical stuff in it? Oh yeah.
Yeah, there
That's cool.
That is pretty cool.
I know this
you can pet the donkey in the back.
And you can pet cats and dogs.
You can pick up the cat.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right. Sold.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, those are the Sky Islands?
Yeah.
It looks like an open world RPG with just a mix
of puzzles. It's just so much stuff in it.
Yeah, a mix of fantasy in there. Not super high fantasy. That's definitely Assassin's Creed inspired.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of different things that it looks like.
They haven't showed a desert once.
Crimson Desert.
Because the name's Crimson Desert.
I think it's following the Black Desert, Ben. It's following like that type of thing, I guess.
Dude, was that a drift on a horse? It was like that one battle royale. Whoa, what?
That's crazy. Is he flying?
Oh, that's cool.
He can fight Groot.
It's pretty sick.
It does look really cool. It looks like Tears of the Kingdom.
Oh, wait. Just watch for the Sky Island part. I'm trying to think of when it was.
There's a mix of a ton of games.
There's so much to take in here.
I know.
So much happening.
I hope they do a lot of things right.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, a ton of things.
Trying to do
so
many things at once.
It's very ambitious.
Yeah.
They've been working on this game for years, though.
Is that a dragon? A mechanical dragon?
Boss fight.
So now they're bringing in, like, Horizon Zero Dawn elements.
Yeah. The thing is, like, this is either going to be, like,
that's definitely
amazing or mediocre.
Man, I wonder if these guys came up with this, like, on their own and then saw Tears of the Kingdom come out with the Sky Islands and stuff. And they're
maybe.
Oh, man.
That would be so annoying.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
It does look very cool.
It looks really cool.
The face paint and stuff looks AC Valhalla-ish.
Yeah.
That is true, yeah. And then that also looks like Diablo. Just like the way that the classes are set like that.
That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the look of that.
Oh, Nightingale.
Yeah, Nightingale.
Do you remember? This was like announced like what, last year or the year before?
A couple years ago, I think. 2021.
When did we watch the trailer for this?
Last year. Actually, I think the reveal trailer was last year.
Yeah.
At some point. But this is a survival, open world survival.
Multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
You know what's
It's single player, multiplayer. So like, it's kind of like The Forest,
mm-hmm.
where you go in and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, that looked really bad. What was that?
Oh, I just
that chopping
the mining?
No, he was chopping wood. It looked like...
I just looked down for a minute.
Rust from 2013.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
That did look pretty
bad. As long as everything else is fine.
If the core mechanics are jank, I don't know. I remember which one this is.
This is the one with the giant.
Mm.
You can fight giants together.
It looks like a vampire.
Yeah. Wait, isn't there vampire elements to this?
There might be, yeah.
That's a weird...
Honestly, after the last trailer, I'm not too sure about this one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have high hopes for this.
You have high hopes for everything, though.
The first trailer...
I hear that a lot. I feel like the last game had many similar looking games. Like that dragon one from a few years ago. I don't even know what that was called.
Dragon?
It looked really cool. Yeah, it kind of... I don't even know what it was called anymore. It was like an open world RPG with dragons. And it looked very realistic. It was like 2 years ago we saw it.
Huh.
You don't even remember what it was.
I don't. It's out, or they showed it off?
I have no idea. I haven't seen a single thing about it since that trailer. And we were all kind of excited for it.
Hmm.
I don't know. We'll watch this game and see.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Joan the multiplayer game, like Rust or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it has good multiplayer, then, you know, I could probably set aside any, like, jank.
Yeah.
Because we do that for other games.
I think Early Access 2 coming out in Early Access.
Mm.
Was Armor Core?
Armor Core came out the Friday.
What's going on?
They died? Well, what just happened? A lot of people are in the chat.
What happened?
Ben, what's going on?
I don't know. I'm just trying to...
You got shoes of melon. What are you going on about?
Game reminds me of Little Nightmares.
Little Nightmares.
That is Little Nightmares.
Yeah. Little Best Friends. No, it is Little Nightmares 3.
Was it Monster Hunter? No, they don't like Monster Hunter.
No.
It's not my type of gameplay.
Grim VR, Rust in VR.
Wait, Rust in VR?
No, Grim is just... Grim VR is like Rust in VR.
Oh.
That's what they're saying.
The new PlayStation device.
Oh, yeah. The handheld?
Yeah. How is it?
It's a remote play device.
I know, but what are people saying besides that?
It's not out yet.
I don't know.
You're saying it's decently priced?
You sent that a long ago? No, it's... We didn't have the chat up. We were watching the trailers, and so we didn't have the chat up for a little bit.
I don't understand the new remote play device. Like, if you already have a PS5, I can see it, because, like, maybe you can be in the other room playing on it.
Background.
But I feel like... Oh, yeah, you're right. I feel like if you just... I don't know. I feel like... It's like a companion device. It's like the Wii U.
Yeah. There's, like...
Yeah.
There's no reason other than just playing handheld in your home.
Yeah.
Because you can't do it outside.
The Spider-Man PS5.
It might be really comfortable, but it does look odd.
You know what they should have done? Is just brought the PSP back and updated it.
They honestly should have.
Mm-hmm. Or a new PlayStation handheld.
Yeah.
Or literally do this thing, but actually have it do other things.
And it
could
play PS5 games.
I'd literally buy that.
Imagine that.
I love the PlayStation 5 controller enough to the point where I'd actually buy that.
And you can play the PlayStation exclusives.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be really cool. Although they'd have to make it for another console. And I don't know if they want to get into that again based on their last handheld experience with the Vita.
Yeah.
Just not a lot of developers made games for it.
Well, I know the Steam Deck did well. I feel like if it could play the PlayStation 5 games at a solid 30, so it'll be less expensive than a PS5, so people can buy it and just play them handheld.
No, I don't know who it's for. Like, I know there are people who are like, yeah, I want to lay in bed and play my PlayStation or whatever, but, I mean, people have been doing this with the Steam Deck because they can actually download a certain app that lets them remote play already.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy a Steam Deck, play, and, like, pretty much anything you want on the go, offline.
I'd see the
and do remote play.
I'd see the only thing is if you don't have to be in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you took it somewhere,
that would be,
and you had your PS5 on, and you can play it from your PlayStation 5. That's the only reason I could see anybody trying to actually getting this.
You go to a hotel, the Wi-Fi is gonna suck. It's not gonna be good enough to actually stream a game from.
Yeah, Casey's right. You can with Xbox, you can literally just play on your phone or your iPad.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did that not too long ago, and it was amazing. Well, you can tell a little bit.
I was actually doing it on. I downloaded it on Steam Deck, and I was playing Halo just on the TV. It was crazy.
Wow.
I played Sea of Thieves. I was playing the Monkey Island.
Oh, Sea of Thieves is so good on the Steam Deck.
Yeah, mm. And like, people didn't tell the difference that it was a remote play.
Yeah.
But that was through Ethernet connection.
I mean, I noticed there was a little bit of latency. Used to it after like 2 minutes.
Yeah. But if you don't play on Ethernet, you do get more noticeable delay.
Mm-hmm.
So it being a handheld, you're going to have a significant amount of delay just in your house.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If you're like, you're not going to play Modern Warfare on a little handheld like that.
Mm.
It's going to be too much delay to enjoy it.
Yeah. Your friend hopped on Fortnite and Forza during school on what? Oh, on the phone? On Xbox?
Yeah, that's
Xbox?
Awesome. In school, we downloaded Hello Neighbor onto one of the computers.
Oh, yeah.
Hello Neighbor.
Yeah.
And then you Alt F4 real quick when someone comes in.
Yep.
The series has died. Hello Neighbor.
They just
Alpha 2.
Hello something.
Hello Engineer.
There's so many.
It's so stupid.
But
I wanted to mention Armored Core. Just like.
Yeah. I mean, that's been everywhere.
It's just. It's one of those games that it doesn't look like it might be fun.
No, I always thought it might be fun because we used to play those types of games on Miniclip a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were a couple mech games we played on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed those a lot. So I don't know. I had to see how what the story and gameplay
was
is.
Ben can attest I was raging yesterday.
Oh.
Is it a Souls-like?
It's not a Souls-like at all.
Is
no
there
way.
Good destruction? Like on the mechs?
Yeah.
Like you can shoot their arm off and then disable their weapons and stuff?
They kind of just blow up.
Yeah, because I like games where you can disable like parts of enemies.
Honestly, you're going so fast, you're not even gonna be able to notice.
Huh?
Like it's so fast paced, it's ridiculous.
Mm.
But basically, when you get to the bosses have like these shields. You have to disable the shields, and then you could damage them and themselves, and their shields come on again, and then you have to disable the shield again. And it's like
it sounds kind of grindy.
It's kind of grindy, but it's fun.
Reminds me of one of those like. Free game, or I never played it, and I know it's. People say it's really good, but it like the look of it and the premise reminds me of what like those PS3 games
or that free mech game that you could play on mobile.
But I know it's nothing. It's probably like way.
I don't know.
Way
if you guys are just ever interested, just try it off my account.
I might try it from your library.
And I heard it runs about 45 to 50 FPS in the Steam Deck.
Oh wow!
So,
the Quest 3 is that the new $1,500 one?
Quest
it might be.
Or is that the Quest Pro I'm thinking of?
The Quest, whatever the newest Quest is, yeah.
Is that
I haven't seen it.
Worth it?
I mean,
maybe.
You'll probably still play it for a month and then it'll be sitting on your shelf.
That's just how VR is right now.
I don't know.
At least for me.
Yeah.
And Ben hasn't played his in a while. He played it so much, we called him a VR goblin for a couple months and then he hasn't touched it. And
this is we literally straight up said, we're like, oh yeah, Ben's not going to touch it after a little bit. And look what happened. We knew it. It happens every time.
You got it for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
2 years
ago.
Yeah.
Fort Solus.
Fort Solus.
Which got mixed reviews because of the optimization.
Hmm.
The game released as like a $30 game.
$25.
$25 game.
Huh.
Which is crazy.
It was on sale when it released for $20. I was like, that's crazy.
I haven't even seen. I don't remember any of the gameplay, or I don't remember what. Type
I don't know.
Of game it is.
People that played it said that it's mostly just a walking simulator. You walk through like a facility.
Huh.
It's nothing like if you're going into it like wanting more Resident Evil.
I thought it was
Callisto.
It looked like Callisto to me.
It's not what it is.
Huh.
It's very very story based. And
is that the one we were saying looked like Resident Evil, or is that a
yes?
Different one?
We thought it was going to be Resident Evil, but
but
it's Troy Baker and. The guy who played Arthur Morgan.
Oh,
it's that one. Okay.
That game. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Huh. That one looked pretty cool.
But I think they put all their money into the actors and not into the game.
Mm. Yeah. I hate that.
already saw, well, earlier we talked about Streets of Rogue 2, which I think it used to be roguelike, and now it's going to be an open world.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a party game almost.
I don't know. You guys probably never played it, but Ben and I played it co-op a bunch. It's just like this 2D world, and usually you have one objective. And it's like kind of typical roguelike where there's like three stages in each main area, and then you move on to the next area. So like stage one, your mission is to like kill four or five mob bosses or something. So you find go around the world, kill their henchmen, kill them. Or so it could be like pick the locks of a bunch of safes or blow up like buildings or something.
Just depends on the class.
Yeah. And then usually like the second or third area of, or level of each area, there's like this chaos modifier. Like there's a giant robot that like lasers you to death or lasers anything in its sight.
Hmm.
Or every enemy turns into a zombie kind of thing. It's like complete chaos. There's lots of different classes too. Like, I don't even remember most of the classes.
You can make them custom too.
Yeah. Like you can be a cop and you have like a club and a gun or whatever. You can handcuff people, or you can be a gangster and you can blend in with like the gangster people.
Huh.
So it was actually pretty fun and felt good unlocking stuff. Hmm. So I don't know how they're going to translate that to open world.
There's like home base building now, right?
And yeah. Like, which is really opposite of how the game was.
Yeah.
But it looked pretty fun, so we'll have to see how that is.
There's... What is it? Red Dead.
Oh, yeah, the PS4 port of Red Dead 1.
Why PS4?
Because it's cross... It's... What is it? You can play PS4 games on PS5. So they're like, oh...
Do people buy it?
Yeah, people buy it.
I'll probably get it on Switch.
$60?
50.
Oh, my.
Still. 50 is still a lot of money for a game that came out in 2011.
Rockstar, Ben and I have been playing a little bit of GTA online here and there, and I don't know. I mean, it's fun, but like, they need to innovate. They used to innovate all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like I can't play it because then I'm just gonna remember all the good times we had on PlayStation.
I don't know.
I think the Rockstar
insurgency game modes and all those, like,
yeah. Oh well, I haven't played those since PlayStation.
I'm not a huge fan of like the heists just because they take so long.
Yeah, like, there are a bunch of new ones that are better than the ones that we used to play.
The casino heist is really good.
I never even played those. I was going to probably play them with Ben.
The Doomsday heist is also really good. The island one is really good. It's a whole new island.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're pretty interesting.
I was thinking about making some sort of video on like how things are now or...
That'd be a good one.
Maybe various like cheats or whatever. Not cheats, but like... I don't want it to be like one of those like, hey, I got this new cheat in GTA type video, but like, you know, like cool ways of doing things that people haven't really covered.
I'm sure the game is like probably better than it was in terms of how much content it has. It's just like, I don't know if I can get back into it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've tried to get back into it.
Into
it for a lot. You've played for hundreds of hours.
Well, I'm saying recently, like, I literally downloaded it to play with, Jack and Ben.
We didn't really do anything.
I played for, like, maybe 30 minutes, and I was just, running around doing nothing, and I'm like, okay, this is boring.
That's what we've been doing.
I deleted it.
Having a team deathmatch and with, like, rocket launchers and stuff.
Yeah.
I was just in a jet, and then JJ comes out of nowhere. I'm not even talking to him. I was just in a random lobby.
Yeah, I was waiting for Chug to get off his game, because I didn't know how long he'd be on for. And then I just joined.
Well, last night?
No, 2 nights ago.
Oh.
And I like came out of nowhere with a jet and started shooting Ben down. And then he was sniping me like crazy. But anyway, we can get on to the game.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else. I mean, besides MW3 gameplay, which
there was
that comes out every year.
Yeah, nothing huge.
I don't even usually watch the gameplay for the CODs. I just get it to play with everyone for like a month and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all you know about MW3 is that there's going to be 16 maps at launch. Which there was 12 in MW2. No. It's all going to be remade maps from MW2.
Bring back some of the fast pace. Like, I don't want to get on the topic of Modern Warfare, but you remember how, like, it just promoted camping or Sentinel?
Yeah.
Sentinel gameplay. Yeah.
I remember Shipment.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so glad that Shipment wasn't out when I was doing the grind.
The double
I'm so happy.
We were just up late playing for hours. Yeah. Like,
But you know what was weird? It's like after playing that, I would go to a normal match and it was so slow. It wasn't stimulating enough for my brain. I'm like, this is so boring. And then I'd go back and then I'd hate every second of it.
Yeah.
We were, that was a weird week. Everyone was just playing.
That was like a month.
Yeah.
All of December, I think it was. Like I played it so much.
Well, you guys got pretty much everything gold, right?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That was crazy. Oh, the long shots. You didn't get to.
Jersey. I didn't. I started it and it was too soul crushing.
The long shots were unbearable.
I don't know. When I was getting Orion, it just felt like it was like I was spending all my time doing it.
Yeah.
It was so annoying.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll go for that anymore. I just want
to
have
fun. It depends on how easy.
If it transfers over to Modern Warfare 3, I might try for it.
Just because
now I'm just on I'm on headshots.
It does.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll try Orion and MW3.
Okay.
So. Hmm.
So we covered Oxenfree 2. Was it like two podcasts ago? Something like that. This is by the same developers and came out after Oxenfree 1.
This came out in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So
Oxenfree 1 was obviously very well received. Pretty sure it's overwhelmingly positive.
I think so, yeah.
Very in-depth game. Lots of great voice acting. And this one, two college students end up in hell.
This game is a comedy.
Yeah.
It's all like satire comedy, stuff like that.
I was trying to think if it's a parody of something else, but I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure it's just its own thing.
It's its own thing.
They end up in hell, and their goal throughout the whole game is to get out of hell, and the only way to get out of hell is to out-party Satan and out-drink him. It's just like the most ridiculous concept.
So the way hell is in this game, I think we have Terraria hell in the background.
Yeah,
we
do. Underworld. That's the only one we could find.
Yeah. It's like basically just Earth, but your job is getting tortured all day. And like everyone has their 9-to-5 torture sessions and then parties all night and then goes back to their miserable lives.
What is it called when it's like similar?
An allegory?
Yeah, I guess it's an allegory for real life.
Yeah.
They take away a lot of like, I think Caleb said it, it's like millennial humor.
Yeah.
In a way, it's like, oh, my job is the worst, blah, blah, blah. Like, kind of like, I don't know, just negative about a lot of things.
Well, towards the beginning of the game, remember when you need to go and see the, what is it? The dude that gives you your punishments or something. But you get put into the cage and you get the other people get put in the cage. And he's like reading off all the punishments and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of them was your punishment is to get every single day, get all your bones broken by a ball peen hammer.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. It's like, what?
Yeah, I love the beginning just because of like, how ridiculous it was and the actors reacting to how like ridiculous everything was.
Believe us though, it gets weirder later on.
It's super weird.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of the ending on YouTube because my game bugged and I didn't know you could get past a certain thing.
Yeah.
It's funny though, because like not only do the actors like their reaction is funny, but also the demons, everyone in hell, like everyone's kind of just like a normal person. Like the way they act isn't like, it's not a caricature.
Yeah.
It's like everyone seems like they're just like a normal person. Like the demons have a 9-to-5. They go drinking.
What is it? I don't know if you noticed this kill, but when you go to like, let's say all the little bars, right? And they have all the like 4 or 5 different drinks you could choose from. If you like read some of them and actually drink some of them, it'll change what you say.
You didn't know that?
It gives an extra
response. Oh, no. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that the different ones give you different things.
Like I drank one that had to do with like pirates and my guy just kept like saying pirate things.
Oh, I did get that one. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's really weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it was kind of a cool like
Sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking that the drinks would unlock more endings and stuff, but it doesn't really, just more dialogue options within the already existing ones. So it's not like if it was a, like you can get really cool endings based on those drinks or whatever, like talking to certain people, I think that'd be even better.
Yeah.
But it's just like if you want to hear them talk about more random stuff, you can do that.
The game is fairly short too, because I pretty much went like straight story.
How long did it take you?
5 hours.
It took me about 5.5.
Yeah. It was about 5. But the cool thing is, like, I skipped a lot of opportunities to just talk with random people on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone who wants to like kind of explore hell, there's like different islands and stuff. You can just go to the bars and talk to people and drink and like play games and stuff. It's kind of cool.
Different, or at least there's only like one major choice towards the beginning. So you have to try to get an invitation to Satan's mansion or something. And there's two ways you can do it. And you can choose one or the other. But basically, once you choose one of those, you can't do the other one.
Mm.
So, it's not even a major choice, though. You get the same end result, pretty much.
You get the same end result, but the people that you talk with and stuff like that are a little bit different.
Well, I was confused because I don't know which one you did.
I did the one where with helping Linda, the rock star lady.
I was helping the guy catch the people who were still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
And that was weird because there's this... You talk to two people, and both of them are like probably obviously from Earth, still alive kind of thing. And then you have to choose which one. It's really weird. Like, I don't know. You couldn't choose both, could you?
No. But who'd you choose?
I chose Greg.
Yeah, same. That's the correct choice.
Was it?
Yeah.
Cause... I thought the other lady was a correct choice as well.
Later on, when that your personal demon like is like talking to you, it shows that, or, I don't know, she said something like Greg was like the one or whatever. But when you choose him, he admits to overdosing on medication so that he can like be in a coma and then go into hell and like vacation there.
Oh, he never said that for me. For me, he said he died of
That was his fake lie.
I never heard him admit it.
Well, the only reason I chose him is because like he was saying he was an emperor.
He was saying
in his life, and it was like,
oh yeah, Han in Indiana.
Yeah, but did you hear his punishment afterwards?
No.
What was it like? Getting eaten by wild boars, like forever.
Well, the other girl was pretty suspicious too, because she was like, I don't know
she was weird,
how long days are here or something like mm-hmm. that. And she said some really weird things. Like, she remembered how she died or something. And Milo was like, at least you remember who you were or something. Because no one else remembered who they were. So, like, I didn't know who to choose. I ended up going with Greg. So I was wondering if it was both of them.
I didn't do that. And so I don't know anything that you guys are talking about.
Okay. Basically, this guy who's like a security guard needs you to help find two people who are still alive. The people would go into a coma so they could go party in hell for like a few days. Mm. And like he had to catch them, and you had to talk to people to figure out who they were.
Oh, I guess both of them probably were, but you just had to find one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one that I did, I basically had to, this rock star lady, like apparently she's like, oh, I sold my soul to Satan when I was alive, and so I'm in this contract now where I have to play for Satan every single night at this bar or something. And so I had to get her manager, I talked to her or something, to like do a, like, because she had a ticket or whatever, the only way I can get into the mansion. And I needed to find people to take over for her that night. So I found like these three monks in like in these shackles. So they're and Ben looked over and I'm like, Ben, I'm doing a dance party with these monks. So I had to do a dance party with the monks like chanting in the background.
What?
So weird. And it was really weird.
I like the random conversations you can have with people. Like there was one towards the start of the game where you were trying to get upstairs to the guy's party, and then I don't know what you guys did for your choice, but I ended up talking to the two guys fighting, the human that was in hell, then the demon that he was fighting with.
Hmm.
And I kind of riled them up to the point where the bouncer would grab them and take them away.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
There's multiple choices. I didn't do that.
I lost the ping or the beer bong or beer, what do we call it? Beer pong. So I had to do that.
Hmm.
But it was funny because like you would talk to them and then you found out that they were mad at each other because the human was mad at the demon because that demon possessed his like animal stuffed doll when he was a kid and made him go to like an institution.
Oh.
And he was like, it was just funny. He like basically tormented.
Did you like the social media?
Bicker?
Yeah, the Bicker, social media was pretty cool too.
One of the things was like, I'm only here because I forgot to make my dog petable in the game or something like that.
Really?
Oh my.
Great. I forget what it was, but it was Sam, the taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
she was like, said something about a school, and she's like, yeah, you can only see it on a second playthrough or something.
Yeah.
What was that all about? Do you have to do a second playthrough?
I think you can play multiple playthroughs, and there's different things that happen.
Huh. That's actually kind of interesting.
Like, I was like, she's breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah. So that, like, the dialogue is obviously the main appeal and the interesting setting.
It's still very good dialogue, like Oxenfree.
Yeah.
Like, the people respond how you would think normal people would respond for the most part.
Mm-hmm. That's the main thing the game is going for it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of backtracking, which I don't like. I'm sure it gets more as you go to new areas.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad you didn't have to do the four elevators again near Satan's house.
Yeah.
You could just go to the top.
Right to the top. Yeah.
I don't know what you call those, but those there were some of those, like, meaningless time sucks that they
were I think I was talking to you about it before, Caleb, with the Asmodeus section. Basically, you can choose to either do the dance off, or you can go and help him get him and his wife back together. So basically, if you choose to do the dance off, you just do the dance off and win, and then he gives you the seal of approval.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you, I chose to, because I misclicked. I wanted to just do the dance party, but I misclicked and I clicked go help to get him and his wife back together. And I had to go through this whole, I had to, like, explore the island and find his wife and then like, actually get her to go back to the place.
Mm.
And then I had to do the dance party. So it was, like, a mix of everything.
Huh.
Wow. But Asmodeus is still one of my favorite character in the game.
Yeah. I think something else that the game has going for it, like, in addition to the dialogue, is I think the game has a lot of charm, too. Like, I can tell that they probably just had, like, a lot of fun making the game.
Yeah, imagine the writing rooms with that, with the people just sitting around talking about really stupid things they can include.
Yeah.
Like, that must have been so much fun to figure out. And they probably threw out so many ideas.
Yeah. I think the one thing that they probably should have focused on a little more were the bugs. Because we consistently had the same bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And the game's been out for, what?
3 or 4 years.
Something like that.
Yeah, the bug that I got stuck on, you all had the same thing, but, and I guess there was a way past it, but
had to just keep walking and walking, and he'll eventually just push itself forward.
Yeah, because I Googled it, and I found one Reddit thread where people had the issue, and no one gave a fix for it.
Mm.
So, like, I didn't know what to do there, and I restarted the game multiple times. I was trying to, like, turn off the frame rate and stuff to fix it, and I don't know.
The weird thing about it is if you think about it this way, like, all three of us had the same issue at the same exact spot.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever was QAing the game or playing it, like, they had to have gotten stuck there.
Yeah, and what's weird is they actually include the bugs on their website. They're aware of them. They just don't fix them. Like, they at least one of them they put on their website, like, if Milo gets lost or something, they tell you how to fix it, but they don't fix it themselves.
That's weird.
Well, because I was Milo and I was trying to leave Satan's house right after that section. And I went to the front door, and I realized that Lola wasn't with me. So I went back, and I looked, and she's just stuck on the wall.
Mm.
I'm like, what?
That wall.
So I reloaded, and then she spawned next to me, and then I won out.
Huh.
Mm.
But that was after.
Because I don't think I had bugs up until that point.
Yeah, same.
There was also...
It was a little janky.
Yeah, aside from the bugs, there was also just a level of refinement that just wasn't there, like you would see on the Oxenfree games. Like, I actually did have a couple bugs on Oxenfree 2.
There were a few sections when the frame dropped for me for some reason.
I didn't have frame drops, but I had, like...
Or it was stuttery.
You would clip through people, and people would just be floating, or you wouldn't be on the ground yourself. Like, just, like, weird stuff like that.
One thing I noticed is, like, two or three dialogue things playing at once.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what is happening right now? I can't pay attention.
I think Oxenfree had that issue, too. The first
a
few times.
I think the second one, maybe like once or twice, but it was very minor considering all the dialogue that was in the game.
That is true.
Yeah, the Oxenfree games definitely have, like, that a little bit more refinement to them. This one's kind of a little sloppy, but I think it was more of a fun project for them.
Yeah, and I actually, in Oxenfree, you do a lot of backtracking, and I know the first game, that was weird.
Yeah.
I was a little critical of that, but the second game, I didn't mind it because... I mean, I like the story in both of them, but when you did the walk back and forth, they'd usually talk about their lives, and I was actually invested in their lives and all those things.
Yeah.
In this game, not as much. Like, I didn't really care where they came from. Like, does the game, you don't have to spoil it, but does it ever explain, like, how they died?
Yeah. No. Oh, yes.
Huh.
You can ask for.
Oh, it. I never asked, actually. Oh,
yeah. It's not anything crazy. It's like.
Yeah, we don't even have to have a spoiler section, honestly, because, like.
This game is so short that you'll probably, if you're listening to the podcast, you'll probably just kind of forget about it. And if you ever want to play it.
Yeah. It's super straightforward.
Yeah. I mean,
even the ending is, like, super straightforward. There's a little bit of intrigue, I guess.
Also, this game, and you know how Oxenfree was, like, you can go up, down, all these different things. This mm-hmm. game, left or right.
Well, that's why it. I mm-hmm. was confused as to why there are so many bugs when there's only two ways you can go. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. How in the world is there a pathing issue when the path is linear? Yeah.
Even, like, I don't know if you guys had issues, too. Like, in some areas where you wouldn't go just left or right, you'd go, like, up the stairs, like, moving and, like, finding that right, like, section mm-hmm. where you push space or whatever, then go there. Yeah. Like, I had issues with that. I had to, like, walk away and then come back.
There were times, at least, Satan's House was really buggy. Because there were times where the camera would, like, zoom way out, and I couldn't even see where I was.
At some points, it reminded me of, like, do you remember Little Big Planet? Where, like,
yeah,
there people would make those 3D maps with, like, the glitched material going past, like, the two or three layers. It kind of reminded me of that. Like, sometimes I was looking at it.
To me, it seems like they just decided to put that other section in there where you go up the walls ceiling thing, and they didn't really polish it much.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, a cool idea someone had, and they didn't really flesh it out.
Yeah.
And it caused a lot of bugs, which is weird, because, like, everything else isn't like that in the game.
Yeah.
That part was cool, though, besides the bug, but...
What?
The wall thing where you walk on the ceiling. Yeah.
It's more like a graphic novel than a game. I mean, there are some minor mini game things that you can do in between, and a few choices that only one that really matters, I think, mm-hmm. the ending choice. But it's more like just sit and watch, hold left or right on your controller, or mm-hmm. press random dialogue options. It's like a little small
journey.
Yeah, I enjoyed the game, though.
I did, too.
I liked mm-hmm. it. It was charming. Was actually,
there were some really funny parts, too.
Yeah.
I was enjoying it, and I didn't feel like it was a drag, except for, like, the backtracking parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wish I could have finished it. I didn't know that there was a fix for that, because I couldn't find it wasn't one
even.
Online.
It's not even a fix. Yeah, you kind of just have to...
How'd you even figure that out? Or you just
I just kept holding right.
I didn't know what to do. I was stuck, and then Kel said just keep pushing through it, and then I did it.
And you just your guy through. Just eventually...
I was wondering if there's another exit. I didn't know if it was supposed to happen, and I was, man, it was annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how much was the game?
I think we bought it on sale.
Like, 10 bucks?
I think it was, like, 10? I think so.
Normally, it's, what, 20?
I thought it was, like, wasn't it, like, 15, Ben? The game.
It was on sale for...
It was on sale for, like, 10 bucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good price, I think. Like, yeah. I think maybe even... I don't know about 20. Maybe 15 is, like, the sweet spot there.
Yeah.
It's mostly positive on Steam, from what I saw.
Yeah.
And it looked like the biggest issue was the bugs.
Yep.
Someone said they didn't like how much dialogue, but that doesn't make any
that's
sense.
That's the whole point of the game.
I don't know if they watched the trailer at that point.
That's, but, like, I remember the... You're like, oh, look, that... Nice pen. That was a computer. But... he's like, oh, that demon's stuck on the stairs. I'm like, yep, I had that too.
Yeah.
Like, later on. Yeah. And then there was another bug. So there was
a lady floating in the background on the stairs.
That's what
I don't know if it's a bug, but it was like a thing.
It was weird. I thought there was like three major ones. There was like maybe the one where she got stuck on the ceiling again. I don't know. It was weird.
I mean, aside from the bugs, I did really enjoy the game.
It was good.
It's not something. Good. It's not like a super intriguing game. It's super straightforward. It's just.
It's like you kind of play it and then
have
a little laugh and then
fun is the key.
Move on.
Yeah.
It's not something we're gonna talk about. Like you're from out. Like man, I missed that game.
Yeah.
Not like Oxenfree 1, and it's. I think what hurt them is that Oxenfree is such a classic now, and this game is it's not that level.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they should have released it under the same studio name.
Yeah.
If maybe they should have released it under, like, a smaller thing that they came up with just to see how that was, you know?
Because
you can't ride on that reputation and then release something that's not as polished.
Yeah. Although, I mean, you have to try some new things, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
But I think that in like overall, people were expecting Oxenfree going in.
Yeah, but it didn't hurt the reputation though.
No, it didn't. But it, the game isn't as positively reviewed as I think it could be.
Oh,
right.
It would probably be like very positive if they had done it under a different name or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, or fixed the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would have ever been overwhelmingly just because it's super straightforward. Yeah. But it was a fun little experience. Definitely not anything I've ever played before.
Yeah, for sure.
Different.
It doesn't need a spoiler section. We don't need to go into the end. No. Because it's, like, it's literally the ending. You know what's going to happen from the beginning.
Yeah, there's no
so it's like
spoilers about that.
You kind of just know.
It's the journey. It's one of those games where it's like the whole like experience is why you play it, not for any specific story.
It's like watching a fun little movie or like a show.
Yeah.
It's like a funny, you know.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering though, like, would this, like, something like this have been better served as a show or a movie? And I was wondering, like, I don't know if it would have.
No. But the story,
I feel like it'd be kind of cringe if it was a show.
Yeah, because they'd have to show you an awful lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be one of those, like, HBO cringe.
Like the
Velma show. Yeah, or
I was
going to
say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at least with a game, like, you can open the social media thing and, like, scroll through it at your own will. And my controller, I had to rebind some of the keys to, like, actual keywords.
I didn't use controller.
Yeah, controller is one of the complaints people have because,
you know what's weird?
They didn't map every key. Like, the map key didn't work. And so I had to map that to, like, the tab button. It was really weird.
Huh. I started it on my Steam Deck, and I couldn't open the map. I didn't realize there was a map.
Yeah.
And so, and I didn't realize there was a social media until I actually downloaded it on my computer to play through the rest of it. And then I had like free reign for everything. I was like, oh, I didn't even know this was a thing.
I wonder if that contributes why you couldn't get to that section as easy as we could.
Which one? How long did you walk? Like,
I just held D, or is it S?
Because I tried walking through him. Like, I was just holding it, and they were both walking in place. And
I played that section on my Steam Deck.
Oh, okay.
So I had my stick.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that
I don't
made
know
a
how
difference.
Long it took to push through the crowd there, but it was weird because one of the times Satan like walked past it and I was like, oh, well, I can probably get past here now. And then he walked and pushed us back to the spot. I was like, oh, this is so annoying.
There were a couple other, actually the glitch that I was thinking of, you guys didn't do this one because you didn't help Asmodeus with helping getting his wife back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the elevator that you take to get up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You never got to the island.
No.
But basically there's an elevator and I went into the elevator and it went all the way to the top, but the lady didn't get into the elevator. And so I couldn't get out once I got to the top, so I had to reload and I had to redo that whole section.
I can't stand when that happens.
It was really annoying.
Like, just expect some bugs going into it.
Yeah.
But the story is fun.
Yeah.
And ridiculous. Like, don't take it seriously and then you have fun with it.
Wait till it goes on sale or something and then pick it up.
If there was like a bundle on Humble Bundle or something that came with Docs and Free Games and this one, it's worth playing.
Oh, yeah.
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 So, anything else?
No.
It pretty much covers everything.
KZ says 19.9K.
We're about to hit 20K. Like, we're like 8-9 subs away or 8. Can't remember what it is.
Starting up a new round of content pretty soon, so keep an eye out for that.
More consistent.
Yep.
So I think that's going to be it. Thanks for watching Cubelcast. We'll see you in the next episode.